Champ, coming off the game that you guys did, is it better in a sense to be playing an opponent you're so familiar with that you know you can just go out and knock heads and have a really physical game?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the good thing about it, we playing somebody, so we can get this bad taste out of our mouth. So, you know, and keep it moving. I mean, it's an AFC West opponent, so this game is actually more important than our last game. So, I mean, every game counts from here on out. We got to win it.
Champ, what's different since you met the Raiders 2.5 months ago?
Well, quarterback is different. I mean, we got to face a different quarterback. You know, a couple personnel changes here and there, but nothing big, really.
Is there anything in particular that you guys have worked on this week?
Just making sure that we take care of our own business. I mean, I think being technical, you know, it's keeping our technique sound as possible. And, you know, this point in the year, you know, guys get a little banged up. Definitely want to be full tilt right about this time.
So this offense seems to finally be clicking on all cylinders over the last 3 weeks. Does that make it easier on you guys?
Oh, definitely. I mean, when the offense can run the ball the way they've been running and keep the clock moving, keep drives going, they've been great on third down. So, and that keeps us on the bench. And, you know, I like to play, but, you know, when they keep us fresh, it means a lot more in the end of the game.
Hey, Champ, there are a lot of great football environments you guys play in Kansas City in particular, but you go to Oakland, it's one of the stranger places. Mm-hmm. What's it like playing there and going to the
street? It's crazy because the fans are so crazy. You know, you get the buses get egged on the way in. You might get lucky and get a rock at the bus, you know. But it's crazy, man. The fans down there are so passionate about the Raiders. You know, it's a good place to go play because they definitely hate the Broncos.
And they have that passion. They're also quick to turn on their team if they get you get the lead. I mean, it can turn into an advantage for you.
Yeah, you know that. They have no patience whatsoever. You know, if they get the first three and out, they're probably, you know, booing the quarterback or this and that, calling for another guy to come in. It's, you never know what you're going to get out of them.
Spoke earlier, obviously, the changes they've had in the backfield. Also, Justin Fargus emerging last week. How does that, or does it change your preparation when a team has skill personnel that it changes over, emerges, doesn't emerge?
Well, you know what? Fargus has been there for a while, so yeah. We're very familiar with him. It's not like a new guy that came in. You know, I don't think they had Dominic Rhodes the last time. I don't know how much he's playing. I hadn't seen him a lot on film, but, I mean, we're going to be prepared for their offense. And whoever they put in there, we know what they can do. I mean, they're familiar with us, so it's going to be a physical game and looking forward to it.
How tough would it be for you guys if Russell were to play, considering that he didn't even play in the preseason game?
Say
Marcus Russell, the QB,
well,
if they just sort of throw him in there?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen him at all. You can go back to college tape maybe, but I don't think that'll help much. You know, just got to go out there, be an athlete, and, you know, take care of our own business, and I think, you know, the game will take care of itself.